In this bulletin, the United States says Hong Kong no longer deserves special treatment under US law, the Queensland election could be fully held by postal vote, and in sport, A-League broadcaster Fox Sports refuses to sign off on a plan to restart the competition by mid-July. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's told US Congress Hong Kong no longer warrants special treatment under United States law. Mr. Pompeo's announcement comes as a result of China's announcement of a plan to impose new national security legislation on Hong Kong, and it's potentially a big blow to Hong Kong's status as a major financial centre. Mr. Pompeo has made no recommendations for follow-up action in his statement, but it's being reported US President Donald Trump is now considering suspended Hong Kong preferential tariff rates for exports to the United States. Mr. Trump could also opt for targeted sanctions against those involved in enforcing the new legislation. The new legislation has brought about fresh unrest in Hong Kong. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says the death of a 30-year-old Queenslander serves as a reminder that even younger people can die from COVID-19. He's the youngest person to die in Australia, with his death bringing the national coronavirus death toll to 103. Queensland officials are investigating how the man acquired the virus in the regional mining town of Blackwater in Queensland, which previously had no recorded cases. Professor Kelly says it is concerning that the virus has appeared in regional Australia.
There is a concern that any person who contracts COVID-19 without a clear link with a previous case, yes, that in itself is a concern because it shows that there is community transmission of some sort. Unusual that we haven't had many people in rural areas in any state, and so at this point in the pandemic, it is a concern.
The Queensland state election, set for the 31st of October, could be fully held by postal vote if laws are changed. However, the government's preference is to hold a normal election. Queensland Attorney General Yvette Dath says the state's Electoral Commission is preparing for the possibility of a full postal vote. Ms. Dath says a decision will be announced in late June. Spain's flag is flying half-mast following the Spanish government's announcement of an official 10-day mourning period to honour the nearly 30,000 people who have died from the coronavirus in the country. Flags will fly half-mast over public buildings and navy ships. Local man Ramon says it is important to pay respect to those who have lost their lives to COVID-19.
We have to pay tribute to the ones who have lost their lives, and especially, more than for them, for others to be conscious about everything that has happened so that we do not repeat the same mistakes.
The 10 days will culminate in an official ceremony led by the head of state. In sport, A-League broadcaster Fox Sports is refusing to sign off on a plan to restart the competition by mid-July unless Football Federation Australia accepts a radically renegotiated rights deal. Arrangements are in place for a long-awaited resumption in a New South Wales hub format featuring 32 games in 36 games with an August 22nd grand final. SBS's The World Game is reporting that Fox Sports won't sanction a return to action unless the FFA agrees to a funding package worth up to 50% less annually than the existing $57.6 million a year commitment to the code. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth showers with a possible late storm and 20, Adelaide possible shower 17, Melbourne partly cloudy 17, Hobart partly cloudy 16, Canberra early fog then partly cloudy and 16, Wollongong mostly sunny 20, Sydney possible morning fog, mostly sunny 21, Newcastle similar conditions 21, Brisbane mostly sunny 25, Cairns sunny and 27, and Darwin sunny 32. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.